This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, Shark fans, it's Melinda with another episode of Heard It on the Shark. And today on a phone call I have with me, Mr. David Sheffield. He is a writer for Saturday Night Live. He was a writer for Coming to America and Nutty Professor. So even if you haven't heard of David Sheffield, you know his comedy, and I'm sure that you have laughed to some of his work. And so we are very honored to have you on the phone.
Thank you so much, Melinda. It's good to be with you.
Now, we are doing this interview because you have written a play, The Heartbreak Henry, and it is going to be performed at the Claude Gentry Theater in Baldwin, August 11 through 13. And I want you to tell us about the play.
Okay, I'd be happy to. This play is over 50 years in the making, if you can believe it or not. It's based on my real-life experience as the 19-year-old manager of a flop house in Oxford called the Henry Hotel. When I was a freshman at Ole Miss, and believe it or not, the year was 1967. Yes, that long ago, children. I was the manager of a hotel. And it was an experience, a life experience. And I've often said that I went to Ole Miss for an education, but my real education came at the manager of that flophouse hotel. I met people there, characters there, who just cried out to be part of a play. And I finally got around to writing that play 50 years later, after having been distracted by movies and TV for about 45 years. I finally got around to writing it, and I can't thrill that it's finally coming to Baldwin.
You guys put this on at Gertrude Ford in Oxford a year ago, and you've performed it down on the coast. And so we're very happy that you've come up to the northeast corner of the state to perform this play for us.
Well, you know, my plan is to play it in every town in Mississippi until I finally got the entire state covered. I call it the fried chicken circuit. This is actually the fourth production of the play. We opened it in, I think it was 17, at Center Stage in Biloxi, which is a really fine community theater down there. I wrote a play called Biloxi, which was a historical drama when I was very young. They asked to do it again, and I said, no, let's not do that again. I'll write you a new play. So I did, and it was The Heartbreak Henry. It went well, and we got a really enthusiastic response and tons of laughs, and people seemed to like it. We decided to take it to Oxford, where the play is set, of course, and it was like coming home to do it in Oxford with Theater Oxford. And they allowed us to produce it on the Ole Miss campus at the Ford Center. And it was just given a handsome production there. It was all in all a good experience.
Can you give us a short rundown of what we're going to see on stage?
Sure. You're going to see of characters straight from the Henry 1967. It's an eclectic group of characters. It includes several residents of the hotel that I remember from that 50-year-ago experience, including a pair of alcoholic house painters whose job was supposedly to paint the interior of the Henry, a kind of shade of institutional green. But the evenings were spent with them and the hotel maid sitting around drinking cheap gin and talking about life, and that plays a major part of the play. There was also a pair of waitresses who worked at Leslie's Drugstore across the square in Oxford. They worked behind the counter. By day, at night, they had what you could call an avocation. They were ladies of the evening.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah, exactly. So here was the situation. They were there, and they were very nice. I had no idea. I was 19. They brought us muffins sometimes, leftover muffins from the lunch counter. So I liked them. They were great. I was trying to write a term paper for Ole Miss. Police chief pounded on my door and arrested me for solicitation. Well, I didn't know what solicitation even meant. All I knew about solicitation was those little signs that people put over their doors that say, no solicitors, please. I didn't know what I was supposedly soliciting. Police chief said, you've got to get rid of those women. Just run them out of here and I won't charge you. And so I had to go up and knock on their door and say, ladies, I'm so sorry, but the police chief says that you have to go. They left, and I missed them. I thought they were great. We were a mixed group, and in the middle of that, a writer in residence, an author of books who came to Ole Miss as a writer in residence. He stayed there. He's involved in the story as well, along with his very young wife. And there's a romance. I'll give you a hint about that, an illicit romance. That plays a huge part in the story, too.
This is going to be so much fun. The Claude Gentry Theater, for our listeners who have not ever been there, is a really small theater. It's very intimate. You feel like the actors are just right there doing the play just for you. It's going to be a great opportunity to see a very well-done play. I'm excited about it. I hope that everybody will go out and get a ticket. Are you going to be at any of the performances?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be there opening night, cringing and hiding, as I always do in the back of the theater, trying to look anonymous. I don't like to be surrounded while the play's going on for some reason. I'd rather just observe it. But I will definitely be there, and I'll be there for the closing night, too, and I hope we'll have a big rousing party to celebrate the Heartbreak Henry.
Doing something so huge as coming to America that's not yours, and then doing something that is smaller but that's all yours, which one makes you more nervous?
Well, I'm not really nervous about any of it. For all those years, starting in New York and Saturday Night Live and all the work I did for mostly for Eddie Murphy over the years in the movie business, I was always writing about something outside myself. I was writing stories that took place in New York or L.A. or the mythical African nation of Zamunda. This was a chance for me to finally write about my home state, Mississippi, and characters that I had grown up with. And so for that reason, it has a special place for me. I just love these characters. I had a wonderful time seeing them finally on stage after 50 years. So my heart is more with the play than anything else I've ever done.
Let me ask you this one last question. Is Eddie Murphy funny off set, or is he only funny on stage?
Well, he's not always funny. Nobody can be. I mean, he's like all of us, but my God, yes, he's funny. We found that out when I was writing sketches for him at Saturday Night Live with my partner Barry Blaustein. We hooked up with Eddie, who was 19 at the time, and wrote a lot of sketches for him. And we had a damn good time laughing. Here's what I always tell when I teach comedy writing, and I've done that a few times. I always tell students, if you're not laughing while you're doing the writing, it's not going to be funny on stage. So yeah, he's funny. Very funny.
We are so thrilled to have you up in Northeast Mississippi, and I cannot wait to see the play. It opens August 11th with additional performances August 12th and 13th. That's at the Claude Gentry Theater in Baldwin. Curtain goes up at 7:30 each night. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. Mr. Sheffield, thank you so much for taking time to take this phone call.
You're very welcome. It's great talking to you, and I'll see you at the Claude Gentry Theater.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Shark fans, that's it for this edition of Heard It on the Shark. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 to find out what's going on from local community leaders. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for an interview or for access to this interview, go to our website, shark1023.com, and click on the interview tab. Keep it tuned to the Shark 102.3 and have a great rest of the day.